The Senate Finance Committee got down to work today, shaping a tax cut bill that's less than half the size President Bush has asked for. The tax cut on stock dividends, the centerpiece of the president's proposal, initially appeared to have little chance of making it into the bill. A last-minute deal preserved the dividend cut, but in such a scaled-back version that, as NPR's David Wellner reports, almost nobody seems satisfied with it.
There are 21 senators on the Finance Committee, 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats, but only one of them seemed truly pleased today with the provisions and the size of the proposed tax cut bill. Maine Republican Olympia Snow, whose vote is pivotal for Republicans on the committee, was pleased with the tax cut no greater than $350 billion that she had insisted on.
And I happen to believe that we are achieving a sound and fiscally responsible agreement that will satisfy the dual critical challenges of both stimulating the economy while at the same time exercising fiscal restraint without unnecessarily driving up unsustainable federal budget deficits in the future.
Snow agreed to a dividend tax cut in the bill, but only on the grounds that its $80 billion price be offset by collecting more taxes in other areas. As such, it's only a fifth the size the president had proposed. That was clearly too little for committee conservatives, such as Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning.
This bill is less, much less, than we should accept. It is less than the tax relief that the American taxpayers deserve and that this economy needs.
Committee Democrats also railed against the tax cut bill. Minority Leader Tom Daschle said it rewards the wealthy and deepens the deficit.
The bill before us would not improve our economic outlook, but rather worsen it considerably. It would create far fewer jobs now when we need them. It'll discourage job creation in the future.
Democrats protested a provision that speeds up a reduction in the top marginal tax rate, and they pointed out that most dividend income goes to the wealthiest Americans. But Charles Grassley, the committee's Republican chairman, insisted such tax cuts would help create more jobs.
Successful businesses, meaning profitable businesses that pay proportionally higher taxes and the higher marginal rates, are the ones who will disproportionately add the most labor and capital.
Grassley said the nation can expect 1.4 million jobs to result from this package of tax cuts. But Louisiana Democrat John Breaux said such predictions are based on questionable assumptions.
And the theory goes, well, let's see, if we give corporations and eliminate tax on dividends for individuals, they'll buy more stock in the company. And if they do that, well, we hope that the company doesn't pay their executives more with the extra money, or we hope they don't use it to buy down debt, or we hope they just don't save it for other future projects. We hope they go out and hire more people.
Breaux asked why anyone would want to go out and hire more people if demand for products isn't rising. Democrats remain adamant that the fastest way to get the economy moving is to get more money into the pockets of people most likely to spend it, those with middle and lower incomes. But Republicans say business needs the boost most, and they make no apologies about most of the tax cut's benefits going to those with the highest incomes. They vow they'll keep pushing for a bigger tax cut package, even though their leaders have promised that $350 billion is the limit. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.